The word today is loneliness. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God has organized his church on earth to be made up of families. Even Jesus was born into a family setting here on earth. Fellow Christians are also like family, and when we don't meet with them, we can get lonely. Here with some encouragement on this topic is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Loneliness.
There are many things that take place in our lives through the months of the year, and we are in a new year now, and you know how those days fly by. It just occurs to me that a lot of times when we have celebrations, birthday parties, wedding anniversaries, marriages, all kind of things, we get together, and most of what we do on those occasions is just talk and eat, you know, talk and eat. It seems strange to me that we, every time we celebrate, we seem to do so by eating. My whole problem with that is I just get heavier and heavier. You know, during the times of surgery that I've had these last couple years, I've lost a lot of pounds. At one point, I had lost 86 pounds, and I looked rather trim and slim almost. And, well, now I've put that all back on again. Not quite all of it, about 50 of it, which is way, way, way too much. My goodness, that's only a net loss of about 36 pounds. I should actually have those 50 pounds back off again. That's the way it should be. So I'm, you know, making up my mind that I can exercise more and do a few more things to watch my eating habits. I'm sure what we eat is part of the problem here, at least in the United States. There are areas of the world where they don't have that problem. As a matter of fact, working ahead, I have a radio program that I'm preparing right now where I'm going to be talking about the famine that we have in different parts of the world, which is just the opposite of what we're talking about here right now. But the thing I wanted to get at was not only the eating, but the talking and the sharing and the fellowshipping that we do around the holidays and around birthday parties and anniversaries of weddings and so on. And it's a little bit difficult to feel all alone when we have friends and relatives surrounding us. But I want to point to a section in the Holy Scriptures. It's in the 16th chapter of John. If you have a Bible handy, I hope you'll turn to the 16th chapter of John and take a look at what Jesus is saying there. As a matter of fact, almost the entire 16th chapter and 17th chapter, Jesus is teaching all the way through there. If you have a red letter Bible, you know that means the words of Jesus are printed in red. You can see how much of the talking is being done by Jesus himself. And he's talking to his disciples. He says, you know, the time is coming when you're going to be very, very lonely. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a bout of loneliness, but let me tell you, it's tough. Loneliness is really tough, especially at times when you're sick or at times when you have something on your mind or you have a troubled heart. To be lonely in those times is really a terrible experience. And that doesn't mean that just because you have people around that you won't be lonely. I can remember one of the loneliest times that I've ever had in my life when I was in downtown Tokyo. I was traveling around the world, and when I got to Tokyo, there was no one I knew. There was no one there to meet me. I didn't even have hotel arrangements. I had to try and flag somebody down on the streets there. Very, very busy. And I remember looking in the window of a Sony radio shop, and they had a few things in English there so that you could kind of understand what some of the pricing was and so on. But it was such a lonely feeling, even though I was surrounded by millions of people, yet I felt lonely. And what I did, I went in and I bought a little portable Sony radio, and I tuned it in to the Armed Forces Channel. I tuned it in to the Voice of America and listened to the English language, and all of a sudden I felt as though I had a friend and as though I was back in civilization, so to speak. Now, loneliness is something that Jesus Christ doesn't want his people to go through. He wants them to know that he is their friend. He wants them to know that he will be their companion and he will share with them. In fact, Jesus has made it very, very clear in the Holy Scriptures that he wants us to be in touch with him in such a way that we can turn to him at any moment in prayer, asking his help and asking his guidance and deliverance from any problem. And so there is no need to be alone. Jesus is always available to us, and he is always there to help us. He will always listen to our prayers. Now, Jesus is warning his disciples that when that time comes, they better be prepared or they're going to get bowled over, so to speak, by that loneliness. And so he talks to them in the 16th chapter of St. John, and he says, "There will come this time, but know this, that the Father himself loves you because you have loved me." He's talking to his disciples. "And you believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." This is immediately a discussion Jesus is having with his disciples before returning to his Father in heaven. Now, let's take a look at the way the 17th chapter talks about prayer and talks about Jesus praying for his disciples. And one of the things he wants to remind them is that he wants them to have the peace that he alone can give them through forgiveness and through the promise that their sins have been taken away. Now, Jesus has a right to this personal attention with his people. He wants them to be personally in love with him. And he gives them this loving warning so that they are going to be not scattered around, so that they act as if, well, now we don't know what to do, we better panic now. And so Christ says to them, "You will overcome the world." Christ has overcome the world for us, and he has overcome Satan for us. And as a result, now he says, "I will be with you and I will bless you. When you feel alone and you feel as though there's nowhere to turn, come to me, seek forgiveness, seek my guidance in your life, and I will be with you." One of the things we have to overcome, not just the world in itself and in its sinful nature, but we have to overcome defeatism. You know, it can get discouraging at times. Maybe you've lost a business deal. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe there are members of your family that have passed away. There can be all sorts of defeats in our life. We can be defeated economically. We can be defeated morally. Once in a while, people turn against us and give us a bad name, and there can be all kinds of problems. And Jesus says, "You come to me when these problems come, and you share them with me, and you ask my help and my deliverance, and I will be with you, and I will guide you. I will restore your joy and your peace." So the victory is promised by Jesus Christ to his disciples. What they have to remember is that they turn to him and seek his help and seek his guidance. One of the things that we should remember about loneliness is that it's usually a choice. Now, if you, for instance, are combating and have a restless nature with your friends, no wonder they're starting to leave you alone. If you gossip about them, no wonder they don't want to spend time with you. If you are constantly arguing with them and causing stress in their lives, well, no one wants stress. Supposing you're constantly yelling at them and constantly arguing, no wonder you don't have too many friends. This would be a good time, whatever time of year it is for you as you're listening to my voice. It might be holiday season, it might be in the winter, it might be in the summer, whenever it is. make it a time that you're going to start to create new friends, that you're going to start to be the sort of person that helps people in need. Whenever you seek to help someone, let's say you spotted someone else that's lonely, I've often told Christians, if you're going to a movie or if you're going somewhere like that where hundreds of people are sitting in their chair and just watching the same entertainment, you don't have to be conversant, you don't have to be on your toes to ask questions and to start a discussion. But let's say you're going to a party or some sort of a doings, and yet no one comes to talk to you. You're standing there in a corner. It's kind of like when you were a child and there were two teams, and the teams had captains and they were choosing who their players were going to be, and you're standing there and no one chooses you. Ooh, that's a terrible feeling. You're waiting to be involved and yet no one chooses you. That's a really lonely feeling. Well, now, if you have a spiritual loneliness because you haven't been worshiping and you haven't been praying to God, that's even worse. That's even worse than a physical loneliness. A spiritual loneliness means that you've lost your joy. You've lost, you're kind of starving spiritually. You need some reinforcement. You need some re-encouragement. I would urge you to get involved with a Christian Bible study group. Get involved with a prayer group. Get involved in going to church. If you're kind of a shut-in there and you only can listen to the radio, call the church and tell them, I'd like to have a team of people come and visit me and give me Holy Communion. I'd like to have a team come and pray with me. I'd like to have a Bible study in my home. Maybe they will take one of their church Bible studies and meet in your house so that you can have a couple coming over to meet with you. Maybe it'll be a couples meeting. Maybe it'll be an individual singles meeting. Maybe if you're a single adult, it'll be a youth group meeting. Maybe whatever you can do, ask God to fill that loneliness in your heart, especially by His coming into your life, by His dealing with you day by day and blessing you with His presence.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.